You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick and Audrey Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there. It is Tuesday night in Los Angeles. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics. I am Nick Newmont.
And I am Audrey Newmont, his fabulous wife.
Absolutely. Every day. Welcome to the first show of 2021. That's amazing. We are in a new year. And, you know, last week I put a post up on Facebook with just, you know, animated numbers 2021 and my little emoji. And I got so many wonderful responses to that little blurb I put up about being in a 5 year. And it is a year of change. And so thank you. Thanks for the feedback. And I think it's safe to say we are here to help.
Absolutely.
And help everyone navigate a year of change. And, you know, some of the things that we say numerologically and astrologically, it's easy to kick those numbers and phrases around, but they have deep meaning. And when we are moving into a time of a 4 year that's so static into a 5 year where energy starts to move, you know, I think on one hand, people are ready for change, but on the other hand, you know, still strap in, because change means change, and every individual out there reacts differently to change. And when we're talking about, you know, how the subconscious and the body deals with change, you know, change is pain, and meaning that in the pain pleasure of our area of our subconscious mind, you know, when people feel change, that, you know, exposes the fear of the unknown. And, you know, and I think we want to get into more of being proactive to create what's known instead of having fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're going to talk more about that tonight.
Absolutely.
Now, a couple things, as we talked about last week and over the next, beginning next week, next 8 weeks, our Monday night Healthy Mind, Healthy Body course starts. And when we teach that course, we literally work from the feet up week by week by week. And next week, Monday night, even though Audrey and I both talk about that, I'm the featured speaker in our own institution. And then the following week, when we get into the root chakra and the spinal column, and our guest next Tuesday night here on the show, that's the 12th, is Dr. Kristen Byerly, our friendly neighborhood chiropractor. And she's going to talk about posture and what posturing does in terms of stress and health and all of that, and the effect on the adrenal glands.
Exactly. And there's a lot to that.
Yes, and she's going to go into great, phenomenal details. So next week, next Tuesday, Dr. Kristen Byerly here on the show, and then she is the guest speaker at the class on Monday the 18th.
Yep.
And a lot more to come in terms of classes and offerings. And also, you know, I like to, this is going to sound like a commercial, but for those of you that are watching, you know, when we get into the new year, and I know that we sort of have this coming out of the holidays and sort of a lag of like hitting the new year. And I can say, in talking to a couple associates and you, there is no lag going into the new year as far as business. I mean, it's hit the ground running, and we did take time off. We did take a breather. But if you need sort of a booster shot and getting you going, it's my private suite here is 180. So I offer a suite, SWEET, suite 180 deal. Normally, hypnosis is a certain price with me. And what I'm offering is two sessions of hypnotherapy for 180, which is a lot less than two sessions would normally run. So if you're interested in getting a booster shot of energy and motivation and inspiration, to get you going in the new year, contact me, you know, either at the center or in my email, which is nnewmont@gmail.com. And I will help you and explain to you what a couple sessions of hypnosis, wonderful hypnotherapy, can do for you. And it is calming, inspiring, And also, it is one of the best stress releases, you know, that you can have coming out of an interesting year, 2020, and into a year where we're anticipating a lot of shifts in movement. And also, you know, I want to focus tonight a little bit on the planet Mercury. You know, we have talked so much, I have, about Jupiter and Saturn and Pluto and Uranus affecting Aquarian energy. But Mercury is the planet of communication, intellect, commerce, business acumen. Mercury has to do with basically how we think consciously. And Mercury went into the sign of Capricorn on December the 20th, and it will be in there until the 8th, which is just a couple days from now. So when Mercury's in Capricorn, everybody is very focused, very earthy, very grounded, very sober in their thoughts, and very focused on what's in front of your nose. And people focus more on what's relevant, what's essential, and everything that is tangible. Touch it, taste it, feel it, smell it. But Mercury goes into Aquarius on the 8th, and because there is a Mercury retrograde that comes late in January, Mercury will be in the sign of Aquarius from the 8th, usually it's in a sign about a month, till March the 15th. And so when Mercury's in Aquarius, even with the retrograde, people are going to be open to new things, new ideas, more forward thinking, thinking outside of the box, and people will be much more spontaneous. When Mercury is in Capricorn, it's all about what makes sense. Mm-hmm. Mercury in Aquarius means all of a sudden people get epiphanies, like realms of ideas that, okay, let's try this, let's try this. So we become more inventive. And when Mercury's in Aquarius, people don't hold back. You know, with Mercury in Capricorn, people have a tendency to think a lot before they speak. Mercury in Aquarius, it just like comes out of their mouth. It's very spontaneous because the mind is more spontaneous. The mind is more conscious, you know, because Mercury, Aquarius is an air sign where Capricorn is the earthiest of all the earth signs. So people's minds are going to be much more forward thinking, even with the retrograde that comes late in January. So from January the 8th, which is just, you know, 3 days from now into the middle of March, or March 15th, the Ides of March, it's going to be interesting to see what people are saying based on what they're thinking and how expansive their minds are. So, yeah, Mercury is a very little planet, but, you know, when it's working for us, it can really take our minds into areas where we just didn't think we could go before.
I think that's really important right now.
Well, it is important because Mercury...
It's important all the time, but Mercury, I mean, it's really important now.
Mercury in Capricorn is evidential. Mercury in Aquarius means the mind has gone beyond the imagination.
And doesn't that pretty much line up with what we're looking at this year astrologically as a greater anyway? We're moving into this new...
Yes, because Jupiter and Saturn are in Aquarius, we are much more into humanitarian approach,
yeah,
approaches to people. And as I said, as we get into, I think it's in May, or it may be late March, whenever, look, if you want to know where the planets are, get yourself an ephemeris.
No, you don't go get yourself an ephemeris because nobody can read it but you.
You know, it's just like reading a farmer's almanac, seriously. So Jupiter goes into, I see May. Jupiter goes into Pisces from Aquarius around the 14th of May. So that means that there's a deeper level of sensitivity and compassion.
Nice.
You know, as Jupiter moves from Aquarius to Pisces and Saturn stays in Aquarius for a couple of years. So
you said compassion and what else?
Sensitivity.
What do you mean by sensitivity? Explain that to people.
Well, you know, Aquarius is very wired. Okay, it's like an antenna. But Pisces is sensitive in a deeper deeper into the psyche, more in awareness. It's more empathy, where Aquarian energy, you know, is like plugging yourself in. And it's more psychic, where Pisces is much more a sense of people, you know, more about their feelings.
Which would be in alignment with this whole humanitarian.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and Jupiter expands everywhere it goes. You know, it just makes it more of.
Good.
And there's no hard aspects from Jupiter. The only thing, if you'd even call it bad about Jupiter, is overindulgence or overkill. But I don't think you can overkill sensitivity and humanitarian awareness. And with Mercury going into Aquarius in a couple of days, it'll heighten that, you know, awareness of humanitarian beliefs and conditions of the mind. So, yeah, it's look, I said this on the show last week. When we are looking at astrological and numerological aspects, they're not just notes or glyphs on a paper. We realize the effect of the planets and positions and the numerological cycles, and we feel the effect of it. And we are therefore act in such a way to work with that energy, not work against it. Say, and that's what happens a lot of times when people get a reading from an astrologer or a numerologist. You know, sometimes we go through challenges. Well, that's just how we navigate life. Not everything is perfect. And so when you learn to work with what the challenging information is, you actually will get through that challenging time better, easier, and faster than, you know, digging your heels in and trying to resist that reality. And I think that part of all the Capricornian energy that we've had in 2020, I think people got to a point where they just wanted to fight it and sort of stick their heads in the sand and say, oh, this can't be, this can't be. Well, unfortunately, it was. And now we have to use the Aquarian energy to go beyond what we thought was limiting us. See, and did you hear how I said that? Not what was limiting us, what we thought was limiting us. Perception is everything. And, you know, I read a lot about what people write, and I agree with some of the things people say, and I don't agree with other things people say, because there are perceptions out there. So anyway, I know you had a bunch of things that you wanted to talk about before Merlin comes on.
I do. And by the way, our special guest tonight is Merlin. So if you all have any questions, all you have to do is text us here at the Facebook Live, or you can, I think, send Audrey a text. At any rate, yes, there are some things that I wanted to talk about. One thing I wanted to talk about is I have two new groups coming up. I have, well, actually one that I've been with for a little while. It's my morning group with women every Sunday at 10 o'clock. And we just started over again. We did a little bit of a review this past week. And then we have on Thursday night, a brand new group. So if you're ever curious and you want to make this year a really fabulous year, this is your opportunity. It's going to be on Thursday nights, 7 o'clock our time, which is Pacific time. And you can join us via Zoom from anywhere, anywhere at all, because we're all global now. And it's an hour and a half group. It is a $20 suggested donation, so it's extremely affordable. And it's not like what you would imagine a group to be. I'm in there, I'm sharing a lot of the tools and information, all the stuff that I do that is in my book, actually, that is with the editor. And I want to share a little bit about it tonight, what give you a sense of it. So, you know, we're in this new year now, and I just can't even express, and you know this as well as I do, when our clients show up, like I just had a new client today who has some serious challenges going on. And so they come in and they're letting me know, here's the challenges. And in the conversation, I can tell that this has been on her mind a lot, that the challenges, and there are certain things that are going on. I don't need to go into the detail, but I can tell that not only is she telling me, but it's been on her mind over and over and over again. And I just can't even stress enough when I tell you all that the controller of your life itself is your belief systems, it's like, what do you believe? What is that belief system you have about yourself, about how you are in the world? It's that whole foundation of you. That is the controller. And then on top of the controller, the three buttons, intention, attention, and perception, as Nick was saying, that is how we create every moment of our life. So you can chime in at any time. I mean, our clients show up and you can see why they're where they are. And you can see that there is this continual program that's running on the inside of their mind and the way that they're feeling, which is super creative of, here's the problem. Here's the problem. This is what's going on. Here's the problem. And when we have our attention on the problem, we're going to get a lot more of it. In fact, it might even get worse. So our job, Nick and I, what we do is we literally give them tools and we literally show them, here's where your attention has been. Here's where it is. And this isn't who you are. It's literally just where you're at. And if you keep thinking along these lines, it's going to continue to be where you keep being. So one of the things that I do with my clients is I give them that whole business of the car analogy. The car is the body, driver is the soul, energy powered car. And then for everyone, because we're here in Los Angeles and San Francisco is the manifestation, it's the intention, it's the success or the love or the health or just simply being happy. So it's a process to get from here to there. So like with my client today, it's like, all right, now you, as of today, and for all of us, we just started a new year. So as of now, we're all in a choice point. So what is your intention? So this person in particular wanted to be healthier, and she wants to feel better. So there's a process to doing this. So you got to keep your attention on, I'm making healthy choices. What are those things that you want to put your attention on? Because if you keep going back to, I'm not healthy, my body hurts, going to create more of that. So long story short, it has to be where you set your intention. I'm making healthy choices. I'm owning these new habits of my life. I'm doing anything and everything that will bring me to my manifestation of better health. As an example, if you're drinking sodas, dump them. They're not working for you. It doesn't feel good in the body. It doesn't make you feel good. So for everyone, look at your life. What are you doing that matches your intentions? And if there's something that's not working for you, you're on your own 101 freeway. What is it that you want to manifest? It's already there. It's already waiting for you. You just have to get from here to here. Like for all of us in the macrocosm, I think we want peace. And there's a lot of peace that's already happening. And there's more peace to come. So if we're focused on the stressors that are going on right now, if we're focused on the problem, that's where we're focused, and that's not going to get us the solution that we want. So as much as there is stress and strife that's going on right now, there's also a part of it where we all want peace. So bring your attention to, I don't even know how it's happening, but peace is happening. These things are getting resolved. We're all moving into a new time right now. Regardless of what's happening in this moment, we're focused on the outcome that is freedom. That is, you know, a better economy for everyone, better health for everyone, this whole humanitarian world right. that we're literally moving into. When we all put our attention on that and we all can see the eye on the prize, we're going to get it. So the other thing I wanted to say is, and you brought it up, and you said that thing of the fear of the unknown, we can know. We may have a fear of what is not in front of us, but we can know. I don't even know how it's happening. I'm creating. And what are those things that you want to put your attention on? So this other thing that you said, the strap in, I'm telling people, it's like we're in a moment right now. We're all in it. It doesn't matter who you want to be the president. It doesn't matter what literally your particular line is. What we're all looking for is a better world for everybody. And in the moment that we're in right now, it's kind of like, I think of it like a hurricane, and we're all in it. So you have an opportunity at this moment in this hurricane. You can be in the storm of it, the drama of it, the stuff of it, or you can be in the eye of the hurricane. So this thing about strapping in, strap in, strap into your intentions. Keep your hands and your feet strapped into your vehicle at all times. Do not reach out of the car and start grabbing at the things that are making you anxious or angry or worried or any of those things. Stay in the car and focus on exactly what you're creating. Focus on peace. Focus on what you can know. Okay? And we're all going to get through this together, mm-hmm. one way or another.
Well, one other thing too, when I was talking about Mercury moving into Aquarius, because what Aquarius represents and Capricorn represents, you know, Capricorn is all about the evidence of what's in front of you. And when Mercury goes into Aquarius, and this part is really important too, is that it allows the mind to seek more truth, okay? Not a perception, but what the truth is. And so as the old newspaper used to say, inquiring minds want to know. Well, that's what will happen when Mercury goes into Aquarius, is inquiring minds will want to know, but because Mercury goes into Aquarius, which means that affects all of us, mm-hmm. that means that there's more emphasis on the truth, not what people want to hear, because there's always about what people want to hear, what people don't want to hear. It's just simply the truth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is it. So that's why we have to strap in, because we're going to get truth.
Yeah.
You know.
So when you're looking for your own truth, so there's the microcosm of our own individuals and there's the macrocosm of what's going on globally. In any given moment, focus on your own truth. Focus on what you can know. I'm okay. I'm okay now. I'm going to continue to focus on what are the things that you personally want. And then because there's not a lot that many of us can do or all of us can do as far as the drama and the stuff that's going on right now, when we individually focus on the macrocosm of truth, that there is peace happening. There's a lot of people right. that want peace. There is a lot of abundance going on. There's a lot of opportunities for this new humanitarian right. age. Focus on that.
Right.
And with that being said, I'm looking at the time. We need to bring yes. Merlin in.
So for those of you, if you're watching closely, or if you're watching this delayed and you rewind, you can see several times where I've repressed a yawn, all right? And when I've alerted Merlin that we're going to do this, that's one of the indicators that Merlin is trying to come in.
He's so, like, Audrey, stop talking and let me come in.
So no, I am not yawning. I'm not sleepy. I'm not bored with what Audrey is saying. I'm actually suppressing those suppressed yawns. I'm suppressing Merlin trying to come in and talk.
Well, come on in, Merlin.
All right. And you, my dear, keep your eye on the clock. Yeah, just.
All right. Like I said, if you guys have any. So Selena has a question, and I had a question earlier from someone.
Okay, don't say anything until I bring Merlin in, okay?
I remember that question.
By the way, there is one thing before I do bring Merlin in, because this is something he told me a chunk of years ago. This has to do with electing officials. He said that when people vote for the person that serves the mass instead of one's individual needs, then, and this is in any country, not just here, then the right person will be elected. So again, you know, when what he said was, when we elect who is right for the greater good, then we'll have the right person, not individual needs. So just keep that in mind, because I don't know that that's ever happened anywhere. Anyway. See, I'm yawning.
You can't feel the energy here, but it's getting a little busy.
Greetings, dear one.
Greetings, Merlin. It's so lovely to have you back again.
Good to be with you. However, I am not back. I have never left.
Yes.
Ah, the energy of your box. Ah, so many listen. Good. Dear ones, as you view at this time, listen, this is a time to engage consciousness. And in consciousness, it is not how you think, as well ego comes into play and proclamations where one has evolved more than another. Consciousness is the state of being where one is aware of everything that is transpiring in this moment. And when you speak of universal consciousness, you must detach from yourself and from your ego and allow yourself this awareness of where you are, not just sitting in this place at this time on this planet, but you are in consciousness everywhere at the same time, and you are in touch with everything. This to you may sound difficult, and you ask, how can I do that? I am only this person. Within yourself, dear one, you are many persons, because you, dear ones, are a physical offshoot of a soul that continues to reproduce from itself infinitely and endlessly, creating physical beings from non-physical. Do you understand? As you come from the highest consciousness that exists, your ability to be conscious is there naturally and innately. And this is a time where it is important for mankind to be conscious, to have an awareness of all things, everything, in time and place. Do you understand?
Yes.
You are in a time, dear one, where much has been camouflaged, and there are great, how you say, masquerades taking place. Mm-hmm. And there is great concern as to leadership and who is doing what and who is accusing one of doing whatever. And all of this, as it seems important to you, shall play itself out, has been set in motion long ago, not a few moons ago or a few solar cycles ago. This is part of a grand plan that is playing itself out. And you must allow this, for in this, how you say, camouflage, there was a time in the integrity of battle that enemies brought a different flag, and they came together in armament that was decidedly distinguishable from another. At this time, the confusion is that enemies are wearing similar garb and using the same banner to proclaim who they are. Therefore, it is not clear to mankind who is friend and who is foe. Mm-hmm. This shall be cleared up. There shall be a divide as to who is who and whose side who is on. That shall be revealed. You, dear one, and this vehicle speak many times of truth. But you must know that as you relate to truth, the real truth comes in revelations. That mankind, through his actions, not what he says, is where truth is. And therefore, you must not allow yourselves to be swayed by, how you say, in earthy magic, sleight of hand, or being silver-tongued. You must pay attention to what is being done. Do you understand?
Yes.
and in those demonstrations you shall see truth. Ah, yes, and you have heard these words before, but they are said again, for mankind as the villager, chooses to storm the castle, for he wishes to proclaim his rights based on his truth. On your planet, dear one, there is a lack of truth. Mankind wishes to know, and there was a time when man could command truth. Now man must demand truth, for there are those who wish to withhold truth and tell stories that, ah, yes, quite fascinating, and just as stories are spun to the entertainment and fantasy of children because they sound good, grown adults are listening to these stories and believing what is so. And mankind, not just where you reside, but your entire planet, will realize great surprises. And what was thought was, is not. Great change is about to take place. And there are those of different opinion that shall say, yes, I like that. And these say, no, I don't like that. They may not like, this group may like, but it shall be on truth and it shall be undeniable. And this shall, in time, bring mankind back together as humans, not as defined or divided by who they aspire to. Do you understand?
Explain that a little bit more, please.
Dear ones, those of you who view have great opinions about the leadership that you aspire to. This group wants this group wants the other. And there is, how you say, finger pointing as to who is right and who is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, dear ones, there are great wrongs that have transpired for many cycles. You will know what the truth is, so you can go on with your lives. And so that, how you say, brother no longer fights against brother.
Nice.
But you must be open-minded to what is revealed, for that is the truth, even though what is revealed may seem, how you say, impossible or improbable. You are in times now where this planet exists in the constellation where impossible is becoming possible, for the mindset of humans in consciousness is evolving.
Mm-hmm.
It is important to recognize that even when you believe that something is evidential, that there is more, and that you are not stuck within this avalanche of information that has come down upon you. You must allow yourself to know that there is always more than most humans wish to know or care about. Most do not want details. They simply want to know how they are going to move forward in their day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
But the details are important. Sure, there shall be a revelation of events of your historic past that will be seen differently, that will change how your scribes produce those scriptures that are what you call history that is studied.
Okay.
The past shall not look like the past as you thought, dear ones. And the present shall definitely change. As much as you want to believe it, your future has not been written yet. You have not lived it. Your power of choice always exists. And within this time of this great illness, as so reported, the belief system of man is that man has been trapped and cannot do anything until he was told what he can do. Man has the power of choice as long as the power of choice is based on truth, not on fear. When man goes into fear, he relinquishes his power. You must know that your power, dear ones, lies in the truth. You are strong in the truth. You are weak in untruth and fear. This is the magic of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
It is not lightning bolts and candles. It is your mind where the magic lies. And you must allow for your minds to be in the right place so the magic works correctly.
Mm-hmm. It's like when I'm working with my clients and they're angry about whatever is going on. Like if anybody's afraid of this virus and they haven't even gotten it yet, or if they're angry about what's going on with the political situation, I tell them that when they are in that anger or that fear or whatever, the anxiety, stress, that they're in the other person's game. They're not owning their power. So what you've said is another version of that, correct?
Yes, dear one. And mankind will move forward. And heretofore, where you have been restricted by authority figures, giving you misinformation, mankind will recognize truth and move forward, and these shackles shall magically fall away, allowing mankind to resume his life. And there are many that will wonder, why did we allow ourselves to be told that? It is quite, how you say, convoluted.
I think people have been, basically, they've been watching the news, they've been watching various sources of information that have been manipulative.
Mankind, in authority, gets what he wants by telling his followers what to do. It has been like that on your planet for millennia.
Was it like that when you were here?
Dear one, in the time of Arthur on the Knights, it was called, according to history written, as the Dark Ages. And it was not, how you say, glamorous. It was bilge water, dear one. It was not good times. Mankind was having a hard time surviving. There were great poverties and illnesses. It was worse, very worse than it is now, dear one.
Huh. I think one of the things that makes it challenging now is that so much of it is created by this, it's a man-made sort of thing.
As man has become educated and intelligent, he uses his mind to develop inventions that normally are for the betterment of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
But within man, he has the ability to create destructive devices. And you have seen in weaponry that how millions of innocent individuals have perished throughout the course of history.
Mm-hmm.
And you must understand, to all who view, you are familiar with terms of the great universal balance that you refer to as yin and yang. And just as there is good, as you perceive good to be, there is the bad, as you perceive bad to be. It will always be this balance. It keeps the other in check. However, it is for you, dear ones, to put your attention on the good so that you continue to interact with the good and create good and allow yourself to stay away from what you perceive to be bad, which is truly fear.
Okay.
Fear and anger and hatred. You need not interact with that. There is plenty of that that exists.
Sometimes people have been trained to believe that anger is powerful.
Anger is energy, yes, and it only gains what you want in a short amount of time. It is a burst of energy. But anger does not gain you what you wish over, how you say, a prolonged period of time.
Mm-hmm.
For anger, when it exists continually, is consumptive.
Yes.
It is similar to what you refer to in your world as a cancer.
Okay.
And when one is angry over a prolonged period of time, it is exhausting.
Yes.
It drains the physicality.
Creates disease.
It is stressful to reside with anger continually.
Yeah.
Now, there are times when individuals have a burst of energy as a resistance to something that has happened to them, and that will create the energy for them to push away or forestall mm-hmm. some form of, how you say, an attack. There are times man is too meager and must allow himself to be angry as an inspiration to protect himself.
Okay.
You, dear one, are referring to an individual who sees where they are consumed with anger.
Hmm.
And in this time on this planet, as much as there are those who hold love in their heart, there are many who seethe. And those who seethe are the ones that have been told untruths and have been, as you say, manipulated to carry out actions that are detrimental and destructive to other mankind.
Mm-hmm.
These shall change, dear ones, and you must know it. And when you allow yourself too much time with your eyes on the actions of what is broadcast on your box, you are being told what you are wanted to know, and that is untruth. Dear ones, you are in a time where those individuals who speak of Mother Nature cannot, how you say, predict the outcome of what Mother Nature will do regarding inclement weather. You are simply told what to do, what to know. And this is changing, dear one, for there are those who are beginning to turn their eyes away from the box.
Yes.
And disengage and recognize where the untruth is and come back into their truth.
Yes.
And there are those, such as in olden battle, we referred to as the scouts, and they are ones who infiltrate the enemy and know the truth and bring the truth back. So the truth is told. This is happening in your world.
Nice.
The infiltrators of truth exist, and you need them to do this.
Yes.
Dear one, as there is difficulty with illness and finance and food and shelter, this shall not remain as such. Many have suffered in this past year of calendar The time is coming that this shall reverse. Man shall prosper again.
So before we run out of time, I have a quick question for you. We're looking at this election that is still not resolved. And I have a question that was asked by one of our viewers. They asked if Lincoln, you know, President Lincoln from forever ago, if he's guiding Trump in this time, guiding the candidate Trump.
In consciousness, I'm aware of who you speak. That individual is not connected to your earth at this time.
Okay. And then another question.
However, dear one,
yes,
there are many who are
guiding
your current leader.
Okay.
But leaders must release their ego and listen.
Have you ever guided President Trump?
No, dear one. He is not of my design or direction.
Okay. Can you give us any indication of what this is going to look like? I mean, we have this huge event that's coming, that's happening actually as we speak. You talk of the villagers storming the castle, and they are storming Washington, D.C. at this moment.
Dear one, mankind must keep his head, and there must be clarity under which flag individuals reside. There shall be great confusion at this time, and it shall appear as if there are, how you say, troublemakers, and there is misconstrued as to who the troublemakers are and who is infiltrating peaceful demonstrations seeking truth. You cannot rely on what your box tells you. Is there a trouble afoot? Yes, dear one, there is. And mankind must be somewhat more careful not to injure one another.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have said that already there's bricks that have been put out. There's propane gas cans that have been put out for mayhem, let's just say.
Mankind makes his choices, dear one. And he shall live within his consequences of his actions. Spirit does not interfere in events of this. This is not genocide. This is simply man working out his frustrations. And man, under the guidance of other men, telling them what to do.
Yes.
Nothing is written as history as of yet, dear one.
Yes.
It must be lived out. Circumstances will reveal clarity of what is to be. There will be no guessing soon.
Nice. I know you hate this question, but when you say soon...
Dear one, in this time, as you gaze at your calendar and your moons, soon, in this instance, is information that will be relevant and applied to the reality as it is.
Okay. Okay. Well, with that being said, I'm looking at the time and I have to let you go. But I am so incredibly grateful for your wisdom, your insight, your presence. And we just are, just thank you for guiding us in so many ways.
You are welcome, dear ones. Good to be with you. And we shall speak again.
Yes. Thank you. Well, that was interesting. Woo! And the time is getting to be up. So thank you all so much for joining us. I'm going to ask a big request. hold peace in your hearts, hold light in your hearts, really shine that out. Because right now there is so much that is going on for all of us to stay out of fear and in our power of being able to just be calm in the midst of this storm, to be grounded and centered and focused on peace, on divine right action happening, on the power in our truth. What can you know? And having the truth be revealed. That is the space that we hold in our heart and in our minds. And that is what we send out into this intelligent quantum universe. Thank you so much for channeling Merlin with us.
You're welcome.
How are you?
I'm okay.
You grounded back here?
Yeah, well, I'll have time to ground before we go. Anyway, we need to, I just looked at the clock.
Wow. Yes. So thank you all for joining us. And we will be back next week with Dr. Kristen. And in the meantime, hold each other in the highest, really support each other. And we will look forward to seeing you all next week. And feel free to share with your friends as well. Have a good one.
Thanks, everyone. Bye. Take care. Good night.
You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick and Audrey Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.